I'm Mark Wunderlich, the acting director of the University of Arizona Poetry Center, and I want to thank you all for coming here this evening. First, I have a few announcements. The next reading in our series will be the Poetry Center Contest Awards reading, featuring winners of the Academy of American Poets Prizes and the University Activities Board Awards. That reading will take place on Wednesday, April 3rd at 8 p.m. here in Modern Languages. Also, the final event in the Primavera Women in the Arts celebration will be an open studio at the Corre Press, which will feature demonstrations of letterpress printing and works in progress, which include a new edition of Gertrude Stein's Tender Buttons and broadsides by local authors such as Nancy Mendoza and Barb Cully. That event will be this coming Saturday, March 30th, from 1 to 5 p.m., and you can speak to Karen Falkenstrom, who is here in the second row, for more information. Copies of Pat Moore's books are for sale in the lobby, courtesy of ASUA Bookstore, and they are available at a discount of 10%, and I'm sure Pat would be happy to sign books after the reading. Tonight's reading is co-sponsored by the Arizona State University, Prescott and Yavapai Colleges, and the Academy of American Poets, who provided generous funding to make this event possible. For more information about the Academy's national and regional programs, I would direct you to information in the lobby. Pat Mora is the author of four collections of poetry, the most recent of which is Agua Santa, Holy Water, which was issued by Beacon Press in 1995. Her other collections include Communion, Borders, and Chance, all published by Arte Publico Press. Mora is the author of Nepantla, Essays from the Land in the Middle, and a forthcoming memoir entitled Voces del Jardín, Voices from the Garden, and a number of award-winning children's books. She is the recipient of a 1994 Creative Writing Fellowship from the National Endowment for the Arts, three Southwest Book Awards, and a Kellogg National Fellowship for the study of cultural conservation issues nationally and internationally. She is originally from El Paso and currently lives in Cincinnati. In her fourth book, Agua Santa, Holy Water, Pat Mora speaks to her readers in poetic voices transformed by the poet's intense lyricism and poetic exactitude, which has merged with the storyteller's love of the mythic. Mora is a chronicler of the tension and passion, both physical and spiritual, that exists throughout the Southwest borderlands, and her imaginative world is full of celestial advisors. Whether she is channeling the voice of an Aztec goddess or that of the Virgin of Guadalupe, Mora's poetics braids the practical and the otherworldly to create poems of enduring wit, acute perception, and tender-heartedness. In one poem, we are given a tip, quote, "Remember, monolinguals know about linguistics the way atheists know about theology." And bilingualism is at the heart of Mora's poetic vision. Unfolding in two languages, Mora's poems, as part of the dynamic body of literature documenting the Latina experience in the United States, acknowledges poetic traditions and helps to renew them. It is my great pleasure to introduce Pat Mora.